My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Great insight just ahead. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's one of our favorite guys that we have here on the show, and we're thrilled to have him back with us. Former head coach of the St. Louis Rams, one of the great offensive coordinators in NFL history, now working with the 33rd team, a terrific website. He's Mr. Mike Martz. Hello, coach. How you doing?
All right, coach.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Is football started yet?
We think it's slightly underway, yes. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, Browns and Vikings working out together. Did you like those?
No. And every year we did one. But, you know, every year we'd come out of there. The last few years I was the head coach, we didn't do them. We just would lose players injury-wise. They'd become very contentious. And, you know, it depends on the other head coach. It really does. But still, players kind of rev it up, and it gets there's a lot of fights. No matter what you tell them, no matter what you do, there's just things that happen.
So it's funny you say that, coach, because all that goes through my head was Gerard Mayo yesterday at a press conference saying that if any starter gets into a fight, they're playing the whole second preseason game, and if any reserve gets into a fight, they're not playing at all. It's funny you have that idea. It makes me laugh.
Well, it's just it's just too much of a risk. The benefit now is really substantial compared to back then. We had, you know, the 4, and if you were in the Hall of Fame game, 5, you know, preseason games. Now, with more limited practice time and fewer preseason games, these kinds of practices are invaluable. But, you know, I hated it because we would always lose a good player for some time, sometimes on pup, sometimes for a week or two. But nonetheless, you know, what we came out of here at times was debilitating.
Mike Martz joining us. Mike, yesterday one of the Browns rookies, Mike Hall Jr., was arrested on some domestic violence charges. And those are the allegations. As a team, how do you deal with off-the-field situations like that? I mean, what are you supposed to do with the player? How are you supposed to react?
Well, I think the key word is allegations. You know, until you know for sure, you know, what's happened, you can't act on it. You just can't. I we've had a couple of those things that, you know, my career we've gone through, and what I told the team was we don't know the facts. We don't know. We'll just ride this thing out. And until it's finalized and we do know, things are going to remain the same. You know, he's on our team. And, you know, the allegations are allegations, and they may be accurate, they may not be, but you know, that's not in our power to figure that stuff out, and that's not our job.
So, Coach, as well, you were saying you weren't a big fan of the joint practices. Does that mean you're a bigger fan of the preseason games? And how do you feel about the rumblings going around about preseason games possibly being eliminated going into the future?
Well, I'm a big fan of the preseason games because you had, especially with the fewer practices and the touch football that they're doing on fall camp, you've got guys you're trying to make the team and you're trying to figure out who you have and what you have. And sometimes you may be putting a new offense or defense in if you're a new coach. Yeah, I'm a big fan of them. I do think, though, that, you know, during that COVID era when they didn't have them, they look back at that and look at the season, and I think they were probably pretty happy with that season. They probably figured that they could do away with it.
So the Browns walk into this season, Mike. We can sit here and analyze and talk and throw out ideas and concepts and everything else, and everything we've ever said and anything anybody else has ever written about this comes back to, can Deshaun Watson find himself?
Oh, no question.
Can he?
Yeah, no question.
Can he?
I don't know. You know, he got on a run down there in Houston. I just don't know. He didn't play well last year at all, I didn't think. Some of it is the mesh with the offense, the coordinator and the head coach and whatnot. I don't know what that is. But the team is so well coached and they play so well all the time. He was the Achilles heel, I felt, last year, and that's a hard pill to take. You've got to step it up. It has to be this year. He's got to get it going. There's no question.
Is it weird to you that the team played pretty well without him? And you could make the argument their best football was with Joe Flacco. And even the year before, when he was suspended, Jacoby Brissett did a pretty solid job.
I mean, that's why I say the team is really well coached, and they're a good football team, really good. And he was, like I said, the Achilles heel, and that can't be lost on him over the last 2 years, that they're better off without him. You know, you got to look in the mirror and you got to figure that out, I would think. He's got to be the reason why you win. He just does. If he can get it going like he had before, he had so many of his big plays, though, guys, that were kind of ad lib or after the fact, you know, breaking out of the pocket or whatever. The discipline of what they do there, if he can acquiesce to that, if he can absorb that and do that, then I think he'll really grow and get better. But I just don't know. I'm not there. I don't know him. I really don't know the system. But I know he was kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants, and that's not what they do.
Mike Bartz joining us, former head coach in the league, the offense coordinator of the greatest show on turf, Super Bowl champion as well, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read him, see him at the33rdteam.com as well. So, Coach, Kevin Stefanski got rid of a bunch of guys who have been in this organization on the offensive side for a good period of time, brought in a new running backs coach, tight end coach, offensive coordinator, offensive line coach. What's it like overhauling that whole staff, and what does that tell you about the Browns this season?
Well, I think sometimes you do need to do that. I think you get into a rut at times, and, well, this is just the way we've always done it. I've never done that like that, you know, that kind of thing, and the mesh between that staff is so important for the quarterback. Everybody's got to be on the same page and pulling the same direction. And I know it sounds silly and an obvious statement, but unfortunately in the league, it's not like that. You got guys, they're independent contractors, all kind of looking for the next job, being a coordinator, head coach, this, that, and the other thing. And to get them all on the same page and get them energized about what you're doing and buy-in, the buy-in is such a big deal. You know, sometimes guys start going through the motions. They got a good contract. They just kind of go. It happens. You got to move them out of there, you know, and get some people in there that can kind of re-energize things and bring some different thoughts and approaches to it and get these guys going.
Mike, as a head coach who's going to call the plays again, Kevin Stefanski, and I think he's done a nice job calling the plays, but he changes offensive coordinators. So you tell me. Does a new offensive coordinator mean a big change of offense, or does a new offensive coordinator for a head coach who calls the plays mean that the coordinator is coordinating exactly what the head coach wants on offense?
I don't think so. You know, I think when you do that, you want to bring a guy in who has similar beliefs but has some new ideas about things. Because you, as a head coach and a play caller, you have a limited amount of time, to be honest with you. So you got to get somebody in there that kind of believes in what you're doing, obviously, in the buy-in I was talking about earlier with the assistants, and yet can bring some new and fresh ideas in to help with what you have, because you're always morphing in and out of things with the personnel that you have. You got to grow every year with some different things. You do. Defense is just zero in on you. So I think it's a very healthy thing, but they're not going to – he's got to be somebody who's bought into it and knows it, but and yet has a background that can bring a couple different things in. You know, LA did that last year, and I think it's very healthy.
So, Coach, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, Kevin Stefanski is so well-versed in the Gary Kubiak offense where, as it's always been explained to me, it's almost like the coach is playing quarterback where he's saying, you're going to throw here, you're going to throw here. And then in comes Ken Dorsey, who's a part of this spread offense world with a whole lot of choice routes and option routes and all that stuff. Do you think those two worlds can mesh?
Oh, yes, they can. Absolutely. You know, I went through that through my career. You pick up different things and you incorporate it. It doesn't mean you buy that whole system, but there's elements of that spread offense that they can absolutely use that would help the quarterback in terms of getting the ball out quicker, a little bit more discipline, those kinds of things. There's no question. And he has, Kev's got to grow too. He knows that. And I think that that's why it's so healthy that, you know, you bring somebody in with a different mindset, but wants to do what you're doing and make it happen. So that relationship is incredibly important.
Mike Martz joining us, former head coach of the St. Louis Rams and one of the great offensive minds in NFL history. The Browns went out and made Amari Cooper happy enough that he's in camp and ready to go this year, Mike, with a little bit of guaranteed money, a little bit of bonus money. He's 30 years old. He's been terrific throughout his career for three different teams. Did you find when you were coaching in the NFL that 30 was a thing you need to pay attention to if you're a front office, if you're a coaching staff when it came to that wide receiver position? Because maybe that's why the Browns were hesitant to give him multi-years.
It's funny you said that. Not so much with receivers, but I was told when I came into the league that when a running back hits 30, he's usually done, his legs go. It's a different time, and by that I mean guys train differently in the off season. Their diet's different. Their whole approach is they're consumed with being in shape and getting their body and keeping their body in great shape. You know, Isaac was like that. Torrey was like that. There's going to be some diminishing at some point. Now, it could be 30, could be 32, but even with a little bit of diminished speed, how effective can they be? And I think that's a big question. He's so doggone competitive. I love the way he competes. Even if he was a little bit, a step slower here and there, I think he's going to be a terrific player this year.
Well, and he's such a precise route runner on top of that, yes, Coach, where just even with body angles, he can make up for that lack of speed.
Well, he's in and out of cuts like we used to like. We, you know, there's no wasted movement. He doesn't chop his feet down. He hits it. He does real tight turns and snaps to it and then goes after the ball. I've always had great admiration for him and thought that he was a terrific player.
All right, so, Coach, if you are either the San Francisco 49ers or the Pittsburgh Steelers, are you giving Brandon Ayuk a top five contract and going, that guy's my number one receiver, let's go?
Steelers, yes. The 49ers, probably not. I think the Steelers, obviously, this would be a terrific get for him, for them. They could, he'd be the center of the offense, more or less. And, of course, Wilson, you know, all those guys would be centered around him and what they can do to get him the ball, et cetera. He's one of many in San Francisco. I think his value would be much higher in Pittsburgh, to be honest with you.
That's interesting. If you're a team right now that's kind of struggling at quarterback a little bit, and let's just – Pittsburgh's looking. Is it going to be Russell Wilson? I would assume. Can Justin Fields beat him out? There's Sam Darnold now in Minnesota who at least is going to start at the beginning of the season. You're looking at some of these guys, and I would think, Mike, the way the quarterback market is going absolutely nuts – is getting a guy on a relative bargain, and I know Russell Wilson's making a ton, but the Steelers aren't paying him. Is that a good thing and maybe a future trend in the NFL? Or are you going to have to pay these guys the $50 million and get a guy, commit to him, and this is our guy?
Well, I think the situation is also different, to be honest. I'm not dodging that. I just think it's such a unique situation there. They get a chance to get him for them cheap, and he might have a year or two left, buy them a little bit of time to get the guy in that they want and yet win. And this is why that's why some of those are bringing in a great receiver would have a terrific effect on them. I think they're running in place a little bit at that position. They got to build around. They just think his attitude and his experience can help bring the rest of the team up, and then eventually they'll replace him. But I think each situation is so different, and the value of the quarterbacks will always be the highest, and they'll always be going up. There's a trend you got to have, especially in today's game where the ball's thrown around a lot so much, you know.
Mike, you guys found Kurt Warner. You know, he had been around a little bit, but you gave him the first chance because Trent Green got hurt and he steps in. How likely is that in today's NFL? You know, the 49ers find Brock Purdy, you know, after they had drafted Trey Lance third overall and moved up to get him. I just wonder, are teams going to have to, you know, throw that huge money at guys, or can you actually develop a player who can become somebody who plays really well for you at a really team-friendly price?
Well, Mark Bulger, we brought him along, and John Kitney eventually, and we drafted Fitzpatrick. My deal has always been with that quarterback position. A couple of givens. They've got to be able to be very accurate, smart guys that can see, diagnose, and get the ball out quickly. That's a given. After that, I don't care how big they're necessarily, but the thing that the common thread that they all had is they've been kicked around the league a little bit. They're free agents or late-round picks, and they felt like they had something to prove. And a guy that's talented, that's got a burr up his rear end, so to speak, that's got something to prove, is a dangerous guy. And I love those guys, and we just made a living on those guys because they thrived on it. You know, it was their time. They were ready for it. And, you know, nothing's ever been given to them. They had to go the long, hard road, so to speak. And all those guys I mentioned were those guys. And I don't know that you can do that anymore because you just don't have the time with them in the offseason. And you got to have them in the offseason development. That's the worst thing the league does right now, is develop quarterbacks.
Interesting. Why do you think it is that they become so bad at developing quarterbacks?
When it's such a critical thing.
Yeah.
You don't have time with them. You know, in the offseason, we'd start off on March 1st, and we'd be on the field. We'd be in meeting rooms. We go for months. We'd throw 7-on-7, 1-on-1 routes. You know, the timing of it, you could experiment with some things with them. You can find out what they can do better than other things. You can help them in things that they're not doing so well. You know, just the mechanics, you know, everything. And, you know, you just don't have any of that anymore. And then you get into the fall camp, and you're so limited with reps now that, you know, the guys that are trying to make it, they don't get reps. Now you cut back the preseason games or get rid of them. My gosh, the thing the league needs is they need an off-season league, a winter league, so to speak, that they can, like they used to have, that develops those guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Coach, we can't tell you how much we like having you with us, and we look forward to talking with you throughout the season.
Thank you. Thank you for the time and the info.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me. I always enjoy it. Thank you.
Mike Martz, former NFL head coach, and again, one of the great offensive coaches in NFL history, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, now with the 33rd team. Go listen to Mike. Go look at all his analysis. He is outstanding, and he just made some really interesting thoughts about quarterbacks. A 2020 with Odie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.